Part 2. It was Partridge who brought the news of the tragedy. She came into Joanna's bedroom in the morning.
"There's awful news, Miss Burton," she said as she pulled back the curtains. "Shocking. I couldn't believe it when I heard."
"What's awful?" said Joanna, trying to wake up.
"Poor Mrs. Symington."
She paused.
"Dead."
"Dead?"
Joanna sat up in bed, now wide awake.
"Yes, and what's worse, she committed suicide." "Oh no, Partridge."
Joanna was really shocked.
"Yes, it's the truth, but she was driven to it, poor thing."
"Not..."
Joanna's eyes questioned Partridge, and Partridge nodded.
"That's right. One of those evil letters."
"What did it say?"
But unfortunately, Partridge had not been able to find out.
"They're unpleasant things," said Joanna. "But I don't see why they would make someone want to commit suicide."
"Not unless... they were true, Miss Burton."
And Partridge left the room. When Joanna came in to tell me the news, I thought of what Dr. Griffith has said, that sooner or later, the letter writer would hit the mark. Now they had with Mrs. Symington. She, the woman you would least suspect, had had a secret.
"How awful for her husband," Joanna said. "And for Megan. Do you think..."
She paused.
"I wonder if she'd like to come and stay with us for a day or two."
"We'll go and ask her," I said. We went down to the Symington's house after breakfast. We were a little nervous, because we did not want to seem too interested in what had happened. Luckily, we met Owen Griffith just coming out through the gate.
"Oh, hello, Burton. I'm glad to see you. What an awful business."
"Good morning, Dr. Griffith,"
said Joanna loudly. Griffith's face went red.
"Oh, good morning, Miss Burton."
"I thought perhaps," said Joanna, "that you didn't see me."
Owen Griffith got redder still.
I'm so sorry. I was thinking."
Joanna went on.
"After all, I am standing right in front of you."
I interrupted quickly.
"My sister and I wondered whether it would be a good thing if Megan came and stayed with us for a day or two. What do you think?"
"I think it would be an excellent thing," he said. "It would be good for her to get away. Miss Holland is doing very well, but she really has quite enough to do with the two boys and Symington himself. He's quite heartbroken."
"It was..." I paused. "Suicide." Griffith nodded.
"Oh yes. She wrote, 'I can't go on,' on a torn bit of paper, and the anonymous letter was found in the fireplace."
"What did..." I stopped. "Sorry," I said. Griffith gave a quick, unhappy smile.
"It will have to be read at the inquest. But the suggestion was that the second boy, Colin, was not Symington's child."
"Do you think that was true?" I asked.
"I've only been here 5 years, but I thought the Symingtons were a happy couple, who loved each other and their boys. It's true that Colin doesn't look very much like his parents. He's got red hair, for one thing, but that's not unusual."
"His red hair may have been the reason for the suggestion."
"It probably was."
"But it just happened to be correct," said Joanna. "Or she wouldn't have killed herself, would she?"
Griffith said,
I'm not sure. I've been treating her for a nervous condition, so she may have thought that her husband would not believe her when she said the story wasn't true. And Owen walked away slowly down the street.